Drug maker Pfizer is set to start shipping a new version of its popular over-the-counter decongestant Sudafed. The company says the new product, called Sudafed PE, will be just as effective as the old one. The difference, the new version can't be used to make methamphetamine. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, that should help keep Sudafed available to consumers without restrictions.
Earlier this year, Oklahoma became the first state to make Sudafed and other products containing pseudoephedrine Schedule 5 drugs. That means they can only be sold by pharmacists, that they must be kept behind the counter, and that consumers must show an ID to buy them. At the Wheeler and Stuckey Pharmacy in Oklahoma City, pharmacist Dale Metzler says Sudafed is now treated like codeine and other narcotics.
When we have a patient that needs some of the pseudoephedrine, they have to sign an exempt narcotic register like you would for any other exempt narcotic. It states the patient's name, address, what they're buying, the quantity they're buying.
That change has been hailed by law enforcement officials in Oklahoma and throughout the Midwest as their single most effective tool in the fight to shut down illegal meth labs. In Oklahoma, police say the new law has cut the number of meth lab seizures by nearly 70%. Pseudoephedrine is the prime ingredient in illegal meth. By making it difficult to get in large quantities, Oklahoma police say they've finally been able to make a significant dent in production. Oregon also made pseudoephedrine a Schedule 5 drug, and more than a dozen other states in the Midwest are considering similar actions. In Missouri, Jason Grellner with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department is leading the drive to convince the state legislature to follow Oklahoma's example.
We feel strongly that the state in the Midwest that does not pass Oklahoma-style legislation this year has a very good chance of becoming the new number one in meth labs, because we here in Missouri truly feel that this is the year to pass Schedule 5.
In Missouri and elsewhere, efforts to restrict sales of pseudoephedrine have been opposed by retailers and drug makers. Limiting most pseudoephedrine sales to pharmacies means many of these decongestants wouldn't be available in convenience stores, supermarkets, and other retailers. Pfizer spokesman Jay Kosminski says his company opposes laws that list pseudoephedrine as a Schedule 5 drug. But because states are limiting the availability of Sudafed, the company is introducing a new decongestant, Sudafed PE.
What we're trying to do here is make sure that consumers have the most choices available to them so that when they have a sinus headache, they have a cold, they need a decongestant, they can be able to get a hold of it easily and have something that's effective and will work for them.
Kosminski says Sudafed PE has long been sold in Europe and that it's just as effective as the old version. But instead of pseudoephedrine, it contains phenylephrine, an ingredient that the company says can't be used to make illegal meth. Because of that, in states restricting pseudoephedrine sales, it can be displayed in front of the counter and sold by retailers at the corner grocery store. In Franklin County, Missouri, Corporal Grellner calls Pfizer's introduction of the new form of Sudafed great.
But the problem is they say that they're going to continue to market their older brand of Sudafed, which does contain a usable form of pseudoephedrine hydrochloride. And I guess what I don't understand is, if you have a new product which will do the same thing as the old product, and yet the new product can't be manufactured in methamphetamine, why would you leave the old product on the market?
Pfizer says it wants to continue to make its old Sudafed available for consumers who've come to rely on it. And the company points out that not every state is struggling with the problem of illegal meth labs. Greg Allen, NPR News.